Think a minute. Have you ever felt like you didn't get a fair start in life? Like the cards you were dealt have made it impossible for you to win? Listen to this true story. John Hershoff was just 14 years old in Rhode Island, America, when he built his first sailboat, a racing yacht called the Meteor. By the time he was 20, he had built another boat called Faustein. It was the first boat of its size to cross the Atlantic Ocean in just 17 days. Later, when John was 27 years old, he built a steam yacht called the Annie Morse. Finally, at age 37, John formed his own boat-building company called Hershoff Manufacturing. Together with his brother Nathaniel, they built steam yachts and torpedo boats. Then in 1892, England challenged America for the America's Cup, the leading international trophy for yachting and sailing. Sir Thomas Lipton's yacht, called the Shamrock, represented England in this world-famous competition. America had to choose its best boat to compete for this very prestigious prize. Every boat builder in the U.S. was hoping to be given such an honor. Finally, based on his past achievements, John Hershoff's company was chosen. So John and his brother Nathaniel designed and built a racing yacht named Vigilant. It won the race. In the following years, John and his brother designed and built many more winning boats. But you still haven't heard the most amazing part of this true story. You see, John, who built his first boat at age 14 and went on to set many world records in yacht racing, whose second handmade boat set a transatlantic record, and whose boats won the America's Cup 5 times in 10 years, was totally blind from the age of 12. Even though he lived his life in the dark, he didn't let that stop him from doing his very best and making his mark on the world. You may not have every ability and advantage that someone else does, but that doesn't mean you don't have all you need to be successful. So won't you ask your maker to take control of your heart and life so you can start making your mark and filling your important place in the world? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.